Friendship is a fundamental aspect of our lives. It can bring joy, support, and meaning to our existence. However, not all friendships are created equal. The ancient philosophy of Stoicism, with its practical wisdom, provides us with valuable insights into the kinds of people we should avoid as friends. Stoic teachings emphasize the importance of surrounding oneself with individuals who align with our values, contribute positively to our well-being, and help us lead a life of wisdom and virtue. In this video, we will delve into Stoic wisdom and explore the seven types of people you should stop being friends with. Stoicism's emphasis on self-improvement, inner tranquility, and ethical living will guide us through this journey of self-discovery. By the end of this video, you will have a profound understanding of the kinds of people who hinder your growth and happiness, and you'll be inspired to make the necessary changes to your circle of friends. The chronically negative. Stoic wisdom teaches us that the company we keep significantly influences our inner state. Friends who constantly emit negativity can poison our minds and drain our emotional reserves. They obstruct our path to tranquility and wisdom. The Stoics emphasize the importance of cultivating mental resilience and inner peace, and being friends with chronically negative individuals is a direct contradiction to these principles. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus, for instance, reminded us that external events are beyond our control, but how we interpret and respond to them is within our power. A chronically negative friend, however, can make it difficult to maintain this Stoic perspective. They tend to see the dark side of every situation and may even try to pull you into their pessimistic world. To live in accordance with Stoic principles, it's essential to distance yourself from chronically negative individuals. It's not about abandoning them, but rather creating boundaries that allow you to protect your inner serenity. Stoicism encourages us to develop resilience by focusing on our own rational judgments and reactions. The presence of chronically negative friends can hinder our ability to do so. The gossip mongers. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on the cultivation of virtue, including wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline. Engaging in gossip and spreading rumors about others directly contradicts these Stoic virtues. Gossip not only harms the reputation of those involved, but also tarnishes your character and integrity. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "Rumor travels faster, but it don't stay put as long as truth." This statement highlights the Stoic perspective on gossip. It's fleeting and often based on false information or unfounded judgments. If you find yourself in the company of individuals who thrive on gossip and enjoy spreading rumors, you should consider distancing yourself from them. The Stoic ideal is to be virtuous and just in our actions and interactions. Gossip is rooted in maliciousness and often perpetuates harm. True friends, as Stoicism teaches, should not only inspire us to be better, but also support our journey towards wisdom and virtue. Friendships tainted by gossip mongers can divert us from this path and erode our character. The fair weather friends. Stoicism encourages us to value integrity, authenticity, and loyalty. True friendship, according to the Stoics, is built on these foundations. However, there are those in our lives who only show up when the sun is shining and disappear when the storm clouds gather. These are the fair weather friends, and they do not align with the Stoic principles of steadfastness and reliability. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught that we should focus on what is within our control and not be overly distressed by external events. In the context of friendship, this means that we should prioritize the qualities of a true friend, someone who supports us through thick and thin, not just when it's convenient for them. Fair-weather friends may be enjoyable when everything is going well, but they often prove to be unreliable when adversity strikes. Stoicism advises us to choose our companions wisely, aiming for individuals who share our values and are unwavering in their support. The fair-weather friend falls short of this Stoic ideal and can hinder our pursuit of a virtuous and flourishing life. The energy vampires. Stoicism underscores the importance of self-control and maintaining emotional equilibrium. It teaches us to focus on our own character and responses, rather than letting external circumstances dictate our inner state. However, there are individuals in our lives who seem to have the power to drain our energy and emotional reserves, the energy vampires. These individuals are often characterized by their constant need for attention, drama, or support. They may demand excessive emotional labor and offer little in return. Stoicism, with its emphasis on moderation and balance, warns us against getting entangled with such people. Energy vampires can disrupt our emotional equilibrium and drain our resources, making it difficult to maintain the inner peace that Stoicism promotes. Epictetus advised that we should focus on what is within our control, and our emotional state is something we can control. Engaging with energy vampires, however, can become a battle to maintain this control. Stoicism encourages us to avoid relationships that lead to unnecessary emotional turmoil, and energy vampires are prime examples of such relationships. The unethical. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on living in accordance with nature and pursuing a virtuous life. Virtue, according to the Stoics, is the highest good, and everything else should be secondary. Friends who consistently engage in unethical behavior, be it lying, cheating, or harming others, not only violate these Stoic principles, but can also lead us down a morally compromised path. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively about the importance of ethics and living a life of moral integrity. True friends, according to Stoicism, should be individuals who inspire us to be better, both in character and action. Being friends with those who engage in unethical behavior can erode our own ethical compass and lead us away from the Stoic path. Stoicism teaches us to avoid the corrupting influence of unethical individuals and strive for moral excellence. The company we keep can significantly impact our ethical choices, so distancing ourselves from friends who consistently act unethically is a crucial step in living in accordance with Stoic ideals. The drama seekers. Stoicism advocates for a life of tranquility and serenity. It encourages us to detach ourselves from excessive emotions and attachments to external circumstances. However, friends who are perpetually embroiled in drama and chaos can disrupt our inner peace and hinder our pursuit of Stoic virtues. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote about the importance of maintaining an inner sanctuary, a place of calm and rationality that is impervious to external turmoil. Drama-seeking friends, with their constant emotional upheaval and chaos, can threaten this inner sanctuary. Stoicism teaches us to seek tranquility and mental clarity, and drama-seeking friends often make it difficult to maintain this state of mind. They pull us into their emotional storms and hinder our ability to remain centered and focused on what truly matters. As Stoics, it's important to recognize the impact that such friendships can have on our inner well-being and to make the necessary changes to protect our inner peace. The envious. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with nature and recognizing the inherent worth of every individual. Envy, the desire for what others possess, directly contradicts this Stoic principle. Friends who are consumed by envy can not only be a source of negativity, but can also lead us away from the Stoic path of contentment and self-acceptance. Seneca, in his writings, stressed the need to avoid envy and focus on our own inner growth. Envious friends, however, often encourage us to compare ourselves to others and covet what they have. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness and contentment can only be found within ourselves, not in the possessions or achievements of others. The Stoic ideal is to seek wisdom, virtue, and contentment by living in harmony with nature. Envy is a destructive force that disrupts this harmony and hinders our journey towards self-improvement. Being friends with those who harbor envy in their hearts can divert us from the Stoic path and make it difficult to cultivate the virtues that Stoicism values. Let's reflect on some key Stoic principles and how they can guide us in maintaining the right friendships while avoiding the wrong ones. 1. Virtue as the highest good. For the Stoics, virtue is the ultimate goal in life, and it is the source of true happiness. True friends are those who support and encourage our pursuit of virtue. When you surround yourself with individuals who uphold virtuous principles and moral integrity, you create an environment that aligns with Stoic teachings. 2. Focus on what is within your control. Stoicism emphasizes that we should focus on things within our control, such as our character and reactions, rather than external circumstances. While we can't control the behavior of others, we can control our choice of friends. We should choose friends who enhance our well-being and growth, not those who hinder it. 3. Inner peace and tranquility. The Stoics encourage us to maintain inner tranquility, regardless of external events. The presence of negative, dramatic, or energy-draining friends can disrupt this inner peace. By distancing yourself from such individuals, you protect your mental and emotional equilibrium, making it easier to live in accordance with Stoic principles. 4. Detachment from external goods. Stoicism teaches us not to attach our happiness to external possessions or circumstances. Envious friends can lead us away from this teaching by encouraging us to covet what others have. Choosing friends who embody contentment and self-acceptance will support your Stoic journey. 5. Ethical living. Ethics is a core component of Stoicism, and the company we keep can significantly influence our ethical choices. Avoiding friends who consistently engage in unethical behavior is vital for maintaining your moral integrity and living in accordance with Stoic values. 6. Choose friends wisely. Stoicism encourages us to be discerning in our choice of friends. True friends are like-minded individuals who inspire us to be better, support our pursuit of wisdom and virtue, and contribute positively to our inner peace. By selecting friends who reflect Stoic ideals, you create a supportive environment for your own growth. Stoicism is not just a philosophy to be pondered in isolation. It is a practical guide for living a meaningful and fulfilling life. Part of this practice involves making conscious choices about the people we surround ourselves with. By heeding the Stoic wisdom, you can take proactive steps to create a circle of friends who enrich your life, inspire your personal growth, and help you lead a life of wisdom and virtue. Remember that it's not about abandoning old friends, but rather being mindful of the influences they have on your life. Embrace the Stoic principles of wisdom, virtue, and tranquility, and apply them to your friendships. In doing so, you'll be well on your way to living a life that not only adheres to the teachings of Stoicism, but also brings you peace, fulfillment, and genuine happiness. The Stoic path is a journey of self-improvement, and the friends you choose to accompany you on that journey can make all the difference. Strive for friendships that embody the Stoic virtues, and in turn, you'll inspire and support each other in the pursuit of a life of wisdom and virtue. As the ancient Stoics would say, live according to nature. In your friendships, as in all aspects of life, this timeless wisdom remains a guiding light. 7. Avoiding gossip and rumor. The Stoics, particularly Seneca, are staunch advocates for avoiding gossip and the spread of rumors. Gossip not only distracts us from our own inner peace and self-improvement, but can also be harmful to others. True friends, according to Stoicism, should support us in our pursuit of wisdom and virtue, and they certainly should not be involved in destructive behavior such as gossip. 8. Moderation and balance. Stoicism emphasizes living a life of moderation and balance. Fair-weather friends, who are only present in good times but disappear when adversity strikes, are not in line with this principle. True friends should stand by you through all the seasons of life, providing support, encouragement, and a sense of constancy. 9. Resilience and self-control. Stoicism teaches us the importance of resilience and self-control in the face of life's challenges. Surrounding yourself with chronically negative or drama-seeking friends can undermine your ability to maintain self-control and emotional equilibrium. Choose friends who contribute to your inner strength rather than detract from it. 10. The inner sanctuary. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, spoke of the need to maintain an inner sanctuary, a place of calm and rationality that is impervious to external turmoil. Drama-seeking and chaotic friends can disrupt this inner sanctuary. By distancing yourself from such individuals, You'd protect your ability to maintain a stoic perspective on life. 11. Self-reliance. Stoicism promotes the idea of self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Energy vampires, who constantly demand emotional support and offer little in return, hinder your ability to be self-reliant. True friends should be individuals who contribute positively to your life without draining your emotional reserves. 12. Choosing wisdom over envy. Stoicism places wisdom and personal growth at the forefront of our pursuits. Envious friends, who encourage you to covet what others have, can divert you from the stoic path. Cultivate friendships with individuals who inspire you to be better, not those who lead you to envy others. In practicing stoicism, it's essential to remember that it's a philosophy of virtue and practical wisdom. It's not about living in isolation, but rather about selecting your company thoughtfully to support your journey toward becoming a better person. As you navigate your friendships, keep the stoic principles in mind. Seek out individuals who share your values, inspire your personal growth, and support your pursuit of wisdom and virtue. Such friends are like-minded individuals who embody the very essence of stoicism, making your journey not only more fulfilling but also consistent with the teachings of this ancient philosophy. In the words of Seneca, "Associate with those who will make a better man of you. Welcome those whom you yourself can improve." This is the essence of stoic friendship, a mutual journey of self-improvement and support. As you reflect on the teachings of stoicism and their application to your friendships, keep in mind that the philosophy is not a rigid set of rules, but rather a guide to leading a better life. It's about making choices that align with your own well-being, your moral integrity, and your pursuit of wisdom. Choose friends who uplift you, who make you a better person, and who help you live a life in harmony with nature. By doing so, you'll not only honor the wisdom of the Stoic philosophers, but also find the peace, fulfillment, and genuine happiness that come from living a life of virtue and self-improvement. Your friendships can be the crucible in which you refine your character and practice the principles of Stoicism, ultimately leading to a life well-lived. Stoicism offers us a profound philosophy for living a meaningful and virtuous life. By applying Stoic principles to our friendships, we can create a supportive and nurturing environment that aligns with the values of wisdom, virtue, and tranquility. So, as you continue your journey in life, let Stoicism be your guiding light in choosing friends who help you become the best version of yourself. Of course, let's continue our exploration of Stoicism and its practical application to the art of choosing friends and maintaining meaningful relationships. Stoicism not only teaches us how to identify and avoid harmful friendships, but also offers guidance on how to cultivate and nurture the right kind of friendships. 1. Virtuous friendship. In Stoic philosophy, the highest form of friendship is one based on virtue. This means that your friends should be individuals who share your values, encourage your pursuit of wisdom, and embody the Stoic virtues of courage, justice, wisdom, and self-discipline. Seek friends who exemplify these qualities, as they will inspire you to be a better person. 2. Mutual growth and support. A true friend, in the Stoic sense, is someone who not only helps you grow, but also seeks your improvement. Cultivating friendships based on mutual support and self-improvement aligns perfectly with Stoic principles. Friends who genuinely care about your well-being and encourage your journey toward a virtuous life are the ones worth cherishing. 3. Stoic mindfulness. Stoicism places great importance on mindfulness and self-awareness. As you choose and maintain friendships, practice mindfulness in your interactions. Be aware of how your friends make you feel and how their behavior aligns with Stoic values. This self-awareness will help you make better decisions about your social circle. 4. Cultivating equanimity. Stoicism encourages us to remain steady in the face of life's ups and downs. True friends should be those who support your quest for emotional equilibrium. They won't be the source of unnecessary drama, negativity, or chaos, but rather the calm harbor in the storm. 5. Shared philosophical journey. If you're passionate about Stoicism, consider seeking friends who share your interest in philosophy. Discussing and contemplating Stoic principles with like-minded individuals can deepen your understanding and commitment to the philosophy, and it can be a rich source of intellectual stimulation and personal growth. 6. Practicing empathy and compassion. Stoicism does not advocate emotional detachment from others. On the contrary, it encourages us to practice empathy and compassion. True friends are those who understand your struggles and offer support and compassion when you need it, just as you should for them. This is in line with Stoic teachings on universal brotherhood and the idea that we are all connected. 7. Maintaining boundaries. Stoicism teaches us to maintain our personal boundaries and not be swayed by the judgments and opinions of others. In your friendships, it's important to set boundaries that protect your values and well-being. Friends who respect your boundaries and encourage you to stay true to your Stoic principles are the ones worth keeping close. Applying Stoicism to your friendships is a powerful way to live a life of virtue, wisdom, and inner tranquility. The company you keep plays a significant role in your journey towards self-improvement and moral integrity. By choosing friends who embody Stoic ideals and cultivating relationships based on virtue and mutual support, you not only honor the wisdom of the ancient Stoic philosophers, but also create an environment conducive to your own growth and well-being. Your friendships can be a source of inspiration and a reflection of your commitment to living a life in harmony with nature. In the words of Epictetus, you become the average of the five people you associate with. So, surround yourself with those who uplift you, inspire you to be a better person, and help you lead a life in line with Stoic principles. So, Stoicism offers a timeless philosophy for living a meaningful and virtuous life. By applying its teachings to your friendships, you have the opportunity to not only refine your character, but also to create a circle of friends who support your journey toward a life of wisdom, virtue, and tranquility. Your friendships are a vital part of your Stoic path, and by choosing them wisely, you can forge a life well lived.